Now, will it be the Traitors or Faithfuls who win tonight? If you've been following the Traitors Ireland, you'll know exactly what that means. And if not, don't worry, because our arts and media correspondent Evelyn O'Rourke is here to explain it all. Evelyn, explain, for those who haven't seen it, and actually just as I asked that question, I should say that this has in many ways been an unusual success, a standout success. So tell us about the Traitors.
Yes, at a time when people keep predicting the demise of linear television, the Traitors hit the ground running. 2021, the first version there in the Netherlands, and really since then it's gone on to be a global success. 30 territories have now commissioned it. Here in Ireland, for a lot of us, maybe our first introduction was the Claudia Winkleman and her knits and her kilts and her tartan version of the BBC.
Yeah, because even if you hadn't seen the TV programme, you'd probably read endless newspaper features about what she was wearing and how her hair was done.
Yeah, that was some cape. And Alan Cumming in America. I mean, the success in America equally, the figures in the last season, season 3, were the highest for an unscripted, which is the section you're in with the Traitors. So it really has come to Ireland with that kind of loud fanfare. But could the Irish version deliver? Well, it seems to have done so. The first night on August 31st, it had a 46% share. That is really terrific for television figures, and those figures have built. So on Sunday night, they had almost 58% share. Roughly what that means, 58% of all the televisions that were on, 58% of them were switched to the Traitors. So this is a real win for television.
What stood out then from this series? Why has it been such a success?
Well, it's a really simple concept, right? So the idea is you bring this group of strangers, always to a creepy kind of castle, in this case Slane Castle, which is looking stunning, and you divide them into traitors, secretive evil traitors, and these lovely, loyal, steadfast faithfuls, and you pit them against each other, and they're each trying to guess who's a traitor, what are they up to, what are the games. So it's a real game of psychology, which is great fun to watch at home on the couch. And that's what happens every day. People get eliminated or they get murdered, and the traitors have the power to murder secretively, so everybody's living on their last nerve basically, which is always good television. They do missions along the way, they're trying to earn money. One minute you're a team member, the next minute you hate each other. So it's all that kind of stuff, and you're always trying to guess one bit ahead. The casting, I think, has been huge. You may have heard the name Paudie. He's become the breakout star. He's everybody's daddy. Paudie has just been like a legend. Nasty, you know, other characters along the way. Different kind of characters coming and going. We had Christine, the people loved. We had Nick, the people loved. So Siobhan McSweeney has also been at the helm of it, looking magnificent. Day one, she gazed down the camera, surrounded by wolfhounds, and said, "Oh, hello." And you just knew you were in safe hands. So I think it's the casting, the production of it. Every decision has been carefully done. It's really beautifully done. The production values are just soaring. So it's been a real joy to watch as well.
You have a little clip for us.
I do. I got to talk to Darren Smith, who's the busiest man in show business today. He's the CEO of Kite Entertainment. He's been banging on the door about Traitors for a long time. He brought the format to Ireland. He's one happy man, I can tell you, Rachel. Here he talks a little bit just in advance of the finale tonight.
You know, you make shows, you put them out into the world, you hope people love them. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. They always let you know. But this one is just like, you think maybe I'm too close to it, maybe it's not as big as I think it is. And then I walk into a coffee shop and four people I don't know are chatting to each other about it. It's great.
What are the plans then for tonight, Evelyn? Because RTE are throwing everything at this.
They certainly are. So there's watch parties happening anecdotally around the country, but there's a formal one happening in a secret location I can't tell you about, but the cast will be there with their families. I gather some of the cast don't themselves know who's won, so I'm hoping to sneak a look in and be at the back of the room for that. That'll be a really thrilling way to watch it. And then, of course, the Uncloaked afterwards, which is the podcast, where it's a visual podcast. They'll bring everybody together. So expect to see lots more and hear lots more about this over the coming hours.
Evelyn, thanks a million for that. That was Evelyn O'Rourke, our arts and media correspondent.